欢迎收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台，我是 Jasmine。今日我哋好开心可以邀请到嚟自澳洲女子国家足球队 Matildas 嘅代表 Amy Sayer。Amy 之前喺 Perth 度训练紧，而我哋好荣幸可以邀请到佢做电话访问，向大家介绍呢个第二位拥有华人血统嘅女子国家队球员。等我哋一齐欢迎 Amy， 同佢一齐倾下佢嘅足球故事啦。Hi Amy， Hello Amy，
Hi， it's so great to be here。
Hi， 好开心可以接受访问。
Yeah， how's it going？ How's your training been？
你几好嘛？训练成点啊？
It's been really tough， but it's nice to be around the team again。
训练都几辛苦，但系好开心可以同翻啲队友一齐。
Yeah， nice。 Should we start with the interview now？
哇，真系好啊！咁我哋开始接受访问啦，好唔好啊？
Yes, absolutely. Let's go.
當然好啦，咁我哋即刻開始啦。
So, can you share about your journey into soccer? When did you first fall in love with the sport?
可唔可以分享下點解你會開始踢足球嘅？你係幾時開始愛上呢個運動噶？
I started playing when I was about 5 because my older brother was playing locally as well. He's about 2 years older than me and I wanted to be just like him or at least to beat him. But it wasn't until maybe I was around 10 or so where I had to choose between several different sports that I fell in love with football, and I was able to make a couple of representative teams, and then I kind of fell into it.
我大概5岁嘅时候开始踢足球，因为我哥哥喺屋企附近度踢，佢比我大2年，而我好想同佢一样，或者比佢更加劲。但系要到我差唔多10岁嘅时候，我要喺几种运动之中拣一样，之后我就爱上咗足球啦。后屘我好荣幸可以加入到几队代表队，自此就真正咁样爱上呢个运动。
Oh, nice. So you proudly identify your Chinese heritage. How has your heritage culture influenced your life or football journey?
你对自己嘅华人血统感到好自豪。你觉得你嘅文化背景对于生活同埋踢波有冇影响啊？
I wouldn't say I have a huge amount of influence on my football journey, but I am very proud of my culture and everything that from my mum's side. I had a lot of support from her and my grandparents as well in supporting my journey and getting me to all the different tournaments, especially as youth players where we have to pay our own way. But apart from that, I'm just, you know, proud to wear the Australian badge and also represent my Chinese culture at the same time through my family heritage.
我唔会话我嘅文化背景对踢波有好大影响，但系我对我嘅华人血统好引以为傲，尤其系喺我妈妈嗰边，佢同我嘅祖父母俾咗我好大嘅支持，特别系对我嘅足球职业生涯，佢哋会带我去唔同嘅地方比赛。因为年轻球员很多时都要自己给旅程的费用，但是除此之外，我对于能够代表澳洲国家队而同时拥有华人血统而感到自豪。
Yeah, that's really cool. So has your Chinese heritage ever made you feel different or led you to struggle with your cultural identity?
拥有华人血统有没有曾经令你觉得自己同其他人不一样啊？或者有没有在文化认同方面遇过什么困难？
At school, sometimes I found difficulties when I'm bringing some really amazing leftover meals that my mum has cooked the night before, and then some, especially in primary school, when younger kids don't really understand as much. I got some comments, but I was always proud of what I was eating and who I was, so it never bothered me too much. But it's always difficult when you're the odd one out. But yeah. I think that it's made me stronger, and I think that it really set me up for the difficulties that I might have faced in the future now playing football.
最大嘅困难应该就系以前喺学校带妈咪前一晚煮好好味嘅餸做午餐，尤其系喺小学嘅时候，其他小朋友会因为未必好明白我嘅文化而有啲讨论，但系我对自己嘅食物同埋身份感到自豪。所以冇话对我有好大影响，但同其他人唔一样，从来都唔系一件容易嘅事。我觉得咁样令我变得更加强，亦都为未来踢足球嘅时候遇到嘅挑战做好准备。
So, you studied human biology and philosophy at Stanford. How did you manage to balance your uni work and professional soccer?
你在史丹福大學讀人類生物學和哲學。 你怎樣平衡大學學業和職業足球的?
It's always really difficult to balance my academics and football, beginning all the way in middle school and high school as well. But when I went to Stanford, I was lucky because being a student athlete is really encouraged there. So it was kind of built into the football scholarship that I had to also be a good student, and especially at a prestigious university like Stanford. But I think I still showed a lot of dedication to my studies, and I came out with a really great degree in human biology and philosophy, and also a really high GPA.
要在學業和足球之間平衡絕對不容易, 尤其在中學的時候已經很難。 很幸運地, 史德福大學很鼓勵學生運動員, 再加上我的足球獎學金, 令到我都要努力地在這間這麼出名的大學做個好學生。 所以我好俾心機讀書，令我可以以好好嘅成績畢業於史丹福大學人類生物學同埋哲學。
Yeah, that's really cool. I can't imagine balancing both. So you did really great.
我覺得你好犀利，我幻想唔到要同時兼顧學業同埋做職業運動員，所以你真係好勁啊！Thank
you.
多謝。
So, what has been the most remarkable or memorable moment in your soccer journey so far?
在你的足球生涯裡面最難忘的時刻是什麼時候?
I think it would be debuting for the Matildas in 2018 at the Tournament of Nations.
Yeah.
It's always a huge moment, especially as a young 16-year-old, and representing your country, especially for the Matildas, is one of the highest honours that we can have, and also something that so many players work towards. So it was just a culmination of all the work that I had put in up until that point.
我覺得應該是2018年，在國家足球錦標賽出道成為Matildas的球員，可以代表國家對於16歲的我來講是一個好光榮的時刻。尤其代表Matildas是好多足球員其中一個最高的榮幸，是好多人努力的目標。所以在付出努力之後，得到好多讚賞，令我覺得好難忘。
Yeah, whoa, I didn't know that you were 16 at that time. That is really young.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
我唔知你代表國家嘅時候淨係得16歲，你真係好勁啊。So,
as an Australian with Chinese heritage, what advice would you give to young people from similar backgrounds who are trying to achieve their goals?
咁作為一個有華人血統嘅澳洲人，你有冇建議俾同你差唔多背景，正喺度努力追夢嘅年輕人啊？
I think if you know what your goal is and you are willing to put in the work for it, then just keep going for it. For me, it was education always came first. So that was my priority. But I still had dreams to play for Australia and love of football. And with both of those and the support of my family, I was able to achieve everything that I have today.
我想如果你清楚自己的梦想，又愿意为这件事而努力， 咁就應該不停咁樣向目標進發。對於我嚟講，學業一直都係第一位，呢個係為我優先想做嘅事。但我都有個想代表澳洲足球嘅夢同埋對足球嘅熱愛。慶幸有家人嘅支持，同埋自己對呢兩項目標嘅堅持，我先至會有今日嘅成就。Yeah,
that's amazing. Is there anything else that you want to share to us today?
你仲有冇其他想分享嘅事啊？
Just that I'm really grateful for everything that my parents have done for me, especially my mom, and I wouldn't be the person that I am without her oversight and the love of my Chinese grandparents as well, and especially all the amazing food that they cook for me. So I definitely would not be the person that I am, or have the personality that I do, or even the drive for greatness that I think that I have. So, you know, who I am really is just a reflection of my family, and that's something that I'm very proud of.
我對於父母對我所做嘅所有嘢覺得非常之感恩，尤其係我媽媽，因為佢嘅督促同埋愛令我成為今日嘅我，亦都要好多謝我嘅華人祖父母，特別係佢哋煮俾我好好味嘅食物。
唔系佢哋，我一定唔会成为今日嘅我，同有想成为更好嘅动力。所以能够成为一个好似我屋企人嘅人，我感到非常之自豪。
So, thank you very much for your interview today. Wishing you all the best in your future football journey.
好多谢你今日接受我哋嘅访问，祝你嘅足球生涯一切顺利。